And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
State legislature passed what it labeled a COVID-19 relief package last week. Unfortunately, while the legislation includes some useful parts, it comes up woefully short in two enormously important and, when it comes to the current Republican-led General Assembly, familiar ways. First, it fails to target limited resources where they're needed most. Indeed, the bill's so-called extra credit grant program would distribute $124 million in scarce relief dollars directly to thousands of the state's wealthiest households. Meanwhile, huge issues like our stingiest-in-the-nation unemployment insurance system, massive and growing health insurance coverage gap, and huge shortages in child care and hunger assistance were ignored. Then there was the lack of process. As has long been the practice in Raleigh, the bill was simply prepackaged behind closed doors and sprung on the public shortly before it was debated and passed. No meaningful effort was made to work with the governor or Democrats. The bottom line, if this badly flawed and half-baked bill is the final act of the 2019-2020 General Assembly, it will truly have gone out in style. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.